24, no tax.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, whatever you celebrate. Hopefully you're getting ready to spend it with people you care about. And thanks for spending some time with us this hour of America Tonight. Here's how we roll if you just tuned in for the first time. Welcome aboard to you. We zig and zag kind of all over the place, and so much is going on in our backyards worth talking about. And you are a participant in this overnight highway, never left out of the conversation, whether it's the frustration over the lack of action this entire year, if we're going to be honest about it when it comes to our legislative branch, or something else is really got a bug up your burr, if you know what I mean, in the saddle, and you got a vent. This is the place to do that. We have a couple of lumps of coal we're going to hand out this hour. And some other interesting things to talk about. On the day, one of the biggest things still continues to be the dysfunction in Washington and things that just make you shake your head. There's a lot of anger going on. And there are a lot of people running for offices who are using that anger perhaps to their advantage. But first, let's start off with something that you want to talk about, blunder of the last 3 or 4 years. How did we get here in the first place? Countrywide is a dirty word in my neck of the woods, probably in yours too. Bank of America has now agreed to pay $335 million to figure out, make nice, resolve the allegations that Countrywide, the unit that they snapped up, engaged in what they're calling a widespread pattern of discrimination against qualified African Americans and Hispanic borrowers. How about that? Again, the number, $335 million. That settlement was with the U.S. Justice Department, was filed with the Central District Court, this is important, of California, and of course it has to get the approval from the court. The Department of Justice says it is, period, the largest settlement in history over residential fair lending practices. So largest settlement when it comes to the individual. How about that? And this was a case that sprung up back from 2004 to 2007, really those years, the lending that went on there. That's what the case was based on. And, of course, many places across the U.S. So this one should be rubber stamped. I can't imagine that it won't be. But that's big news. Countrywide, Angelo Mozilla, and all the nonsense that went on under his watch and what went on. It doesn't matter how much he was fined. They couldn't fine the guy enough for the lives that Countrywide, like I said, is a dirty word, that Countrywide destroyed without a doubt. All the loans that they took and knew where people did not have the money to pay for those houses. But I said this on a previous show. That's old news. The new hook on this is the fact that they got them. They got them for $335 million for some of the stuff that happened. Now, others will flip that around and say, well, wait a second. You didn't get that house. I didn't get that house. You knew what you were making, but you didn't go and blindly take a loan, knowing full well that you would not ultimately, when the ARM payment went up, when the payment went up 15%, you wouldn't be able to pay it. But here's the thing. There's a real gray area, or dark area, I say, because purposely some of these people were led down that path. I mean, did they ultimately sign? Did they ultimately really understand what was happening? And I think that's why there was some validity in the idea of that lawsuit, because a lot of those people really had no clue. They were being led to put the John Hancock on the papers, and I guess figuring it'll all come out in the wash, but it really didn't. Instead, it came out all over us because we've all paid the price for what happened with the subprime lending mess without a doubt. Now, there's another thing that's happening, and you might have gotten some of these calls. Of course, we know the push is on 2012. The Democrats have their man. He's at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue because Obama's running again for another term. But there is a movement that's become more serious about getting Hillary Clinton to jump into this thing. And apparently, there's robocalls going out all over the place in Arizona, Florida, where we've got listeners, Maryland, Michigan, New York. Patty from Pennsylvania wrote me a note. This is partially how I was tipped off to this the other day, that she had gotten one of those calls in Wisconsin. And Patty asked me, Kate, what do you know about Hillary Clinton wanting to run for president? What I know is that she does not want to run for president. And she repeatedly is saying she has absolutely zero interest in doing so. So where are these calls coming from? In the voice that's left, the voice on the call says, America would be better off today if Hillary Clinton was our president. The Wall Street robber barons would be jailed. Young people could afford college and find jobs. And 6 million homeowners wouldn't face foreclosure. And then ultimately this call, and this is the tricky thing here, I tried to run it down today and ran into a dead end, but it pushes you to a website, runhillary2012.net, to sign a petition to urge Clinton to run. I mean, come on. This is somebody messing around. She absolutely is not running, has no interest in running whatsoever. I mean, there's theories flying around that there's always, it's the other guys. It always goes to Karl Rove. Everybody thinks he's like the guy behind the curtain in The Wizard of Oz, and that he's pulling the strings here. It has to be him. He's the one that's messing around with this. Well, I don't know that I think that. I think that it'd be interesting. I love the rumors and the theories, but I think it'd be interesting to see ultimately who's responsible for the calls, who's put this together. I couldn't track it down yet, not yet. And so far as I know, the states I mentioned, Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and New York and Michigan and Maryland and Florida and Arizona, all are getting those calls. I don't know that anybody else has gotten the robocalls for Clinton. And let's emphasize this again. Without a doubt, the man that the Democrats are putting up is the guy who already is the incumbent, who already occupies the office of president. There's no way, no how, that there is not a, that there is some kind of a push to have Hillary Clinton jump out in front of this. When the Republicans love that, just split everything up. All right, here's an interesting thing I got to mention at the top, because we're going to talk about this later. Should Ron Paul, the congressman from Texas, decide to run on a third-party ticket for the White House, what would that mean for the Republicans? What's interesting is a poll shows that in a three-way matchup, President Obama would win re-election by 10 points. But somebody who's getting a lot of that buzz that I'm talking about is now finally Ron Paul, who absolutely has loyal followers. With Paul in the race, a third-party run would draw more votes from the Republicans than the Republicans leaning independent in the independent direction than the Democrats. And Romney's support among Republicans really dips from 85 to 66 if you have Paul in the middle of that. How interesting. We're going to break down those numbers a little bit later. Stay with us.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Well, we looked at numbers after Cyber Monday and Cyber Week following Thanksgiving, and the numbers for online shopping have been pretty high. I've seen them in some companies as up more than 8 to 10%. That's incredible. And even foot traffic is up, too, as well. So people are shopping despite perhaps the fact that they might be feeling the pinch. Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Thrilled to welcome to the show, because he decided to hang around. He's in our virtual green room to chat with us. There's a guy named Gary Schwartz. He's got a book out. I love this title, called The Impulse Economy. Gary, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you for having me.
The title, The Impulse Economy, I really do like the title of that. You talk about a lot of different things in the book, and a lot of it is what I was just mentioning. When we're talking about technology like Cyber Monday and Cyber Week, when people are ordering online, what is really wild is people are using smartphones to get deals. How big is that really? Are a lot of people really doing that when they're on the trains or when they're walking around or sitting on a wall somewhere at lunch?
Right. Well, I mean, look, the phone, although it's hyped as, you know, the place that people are going to actually shop, in reality, the phone is mainly used as a tool to help you shopping. So it's helping you find deals. It's helping you find the comparison prices. It's getting you coupons that you can redeem at a store in the mall. A lot of folk actually aren't cashing out on the phone, although that's coming soon.
I think that's coming soon, too. I agree with you. And your book is all about what we call mobile marketing. Is that the wave of the future for a lot of people in the business world? And my goodness, we have so many entrepreneurs. I would think if you're an entrepreneur that this could be pretty key for you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, every year mobile marketing accelerates in the U.S. and globally. we've moved from a focus on a large screen format in a fixed environment to multi-screened in a mobile environment. So now, really, anytime you're talking about digital, you're talking about a screen that moves. So whether that be a small screen environment like a handheld, or it be a tablet now, it's always on the move. And so any retailer, any brand has to understand how to follow that consumer. Gone with the days where you could sit passively and put some advertising up and hope that they would be there to see it.
Oh, I so agree with that. Absolutely. You know, you see the advent of Living Social and Groupon and all these other things. And of course, you can surf that while you're on a phone or wherever you are, the tablet, wherever you're walking around, and you can snap up deals that way. I think that was one of the first things that we saw happen. I've had somebody ask me this question. They wanted me to actually ask you this because they knew we were going to talk a lot about technology.
Right.
When you're on these phones, what people worry about is the privacy issue. Are they getting gypped in the privacy department or no?
Well, I mean, look, it's the phone, unlike your PC, has the ability to know a lot more about you. The PC can know a lot about you as well because it's profiling, you know, your clicks, and it understands your behavior. But the phone is with you all the time, and it's in your pocket, and there's a location aspect to it. And I think that location piece is the one that spooks most folk. And I mean, there've been some, even this year, there was a site that went up for a while called pleaserobme.com. Where they looked at your social behavior, and when you were checking in, they could identify that you weren't at home, and they posted basically your behavior. It was a bit of a site that was put up to spook the market. But the point is that the reality is we know a lot about your behavior, and you can't take that for granted. So I think like most situations, if you're aware of that as a consumer, and you make sure that you just take precautions around that, and you're not opting in for things without thinking, you'll be fine. I think Washington takes this very seriously. I know Al Franken's running around, you know, speaking to Facebook and all the guys who are using location-based services. And it'll be a back and forth. But it is a concern, and people are addressing it.
You know, Gary, when I knew I was going to have you on the show, I did a little digging, as you were a journalist, so you know about that. And somebody also sent me your bio, and I thought it was fascinating that you, I guess, spent a lot of your younger days. You grew up in Zambia, and you were in some of those mining towns across Central Africa. Coming
right.
From there, then to going on to doing some of the fascinating things, by the way, that you've done in this sector and leading up to this, could you ever have imagined to see with the tablets, with the smartphones, with all that stuff when you were a kid there in Africa?
Right. Actually, you know, I was just thinking about this the other day because I was writing a piece on the unbanked, and the reality is that, you know, when I was in Africa, we would have never thought that there was possibility that folk could use a mobile phone for banking, and not just banking, but just using it as a way of carrying around your cash. In Africa now, they have this these services like M-Pesa, where you basically can put your cash into the phone and use your phone as a way of paying bills, buying Coca-Cola in the marketplace. And it is amazing how mobile has advanced technology, on that continent. But no, I mean, there's no way that when I was a kid, I would have ever thought that things would have advanced this fast.
Yeah, no kidding. And that, you know, and it's interesting with the technology in Zambia and other parts of Africa, and of course, depending on where we're talking about, a lot of technology is being brought in to help some of the kids in some of the schools and whatnot. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a lot of future leaders in technology sectors once they, you know, moved on and went to different universities. Really be superstars in the industry. You wouldn't be surprised by that either, would you?
No, there's no question that technology is a huge boon globally to drive, you know, information and advance folk in areas where, you know, we couldn't even get schools 10 years ago, and now technology is coming in, bringing distance learning platforms and just the cost of being able to get that information into rural areas has come down so dramatically over the last few years. So no, there is no question that technology is a huge, huge opportunity for certain areas globally.
Yeah.
It brings education. It brings the ability to manage your affairs. You know, we talked about wallets. In Afghanistan, for example, to pay the police force to make sure that they're doing their job and there's a little bit of security on the ground, they've taken to pay them on their phones because cash means nothing in that region. So so whether it be from education or to just basic payment services, the phone is a huge opportunity globally, because it's something which is basically a small computer that now is in your pocket, allows you to shop in North America, allows you to get cash allows you to get your salary in Afghanistan, allows you to be educated in parts of Africa. So huge boon to global advancement.
Yeah. Wow, Gary, interesting stuff. We'd love to talk to you again. We want to tell everyone that your book is available at Amazon.com and, of course, bookstores all over the place, B&N, the usual fare. And also, you can check out the blog at theimpulseeconomy.com. Gary Schwartz, thanks so much for joining us again on America Tonight.
Thank you for having me.
All right, interesting stuff that what Gary's talking about, and especially the last part, of course, telling you about people being paid and how cash means nothing in Afghanistan, as he says. So what happens with the police force, et cetera, is that they see it on their phones. Can you see a day when that's what you get? You look down and you see it. You know, it's there, and there's the cash, and that's how you get paid. I'm seeing now, when I've been flying, you get, you've got the ability to take your iPhone. And when you have your ticket, it'll read that little code on the bottom of it. Boom, that's all you need. You don't even need paper anymore. And I see more and more people checking in that way. Pretty much that's what it's going to be. It's going to be like an extension of our arm having that phone. In fact, I already think it is pretty much. But the mobile marketing part and the paychecks and all that stuff, I think that's going to become the way of the future in the not-too-distant future. Keep it here on America Tonight.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com healthproducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. solar-powered generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Handing out lumps of coal here on America Tonight. Not to be so negative. Trust me, we still have a daily salute. I'll get it in our last segment, I promise you. But we got to hand them out. I promised I would do it. And many of you sent me notes about who you thought should get a lump of coal. In fact, one of the more popular people on the list, and I know this won't shock anybody, is the Attorney General, Eric Holder. And I think the last straw for a lot of us, including me, because Operation Fast and Furious, I'm not buying all that testimony that they were unaware of the Department of Justice, what was happening with that op. I just cannot believe, I refuse to believe that they were that stupid. That's the thing. I know how these chains of command work, and there's no way for the kind of money that they needed to move the guns and just the kind of permission you would seek up the chain that they weren't aware. Especially when there are sound bites that say the opposite thing. So, a lump of coal on my list, I'm going to add Eric Holder. But for me, that's a layup, because if you have never heard the show, maybe you're surprised by that. But if you have heard the show, you know that he's just an easy target for me. Especially, like I say, once he broke the camel's back with Operation Fast and Furious. And it's interesting because now 91 Congress folks have a no-confidence kind of vote in Holder, or they think he should quit, and pretty easy, too, because of what happened there. So it's not a direct call for him to call down or step down, but they do have a resolution that is saying that the top cop, if you will, should have to prove or has proven. How about this? He has proven he's not competent, trustworthy, and beyond reproach. Wow, that's nasty stuff. So what the 91 are saying is, I'm going to say it again, not competent. I'm going to agree with that. Trustworthy. I'm going to agree with that because I don't believe what was said with the Operation Fast and Furious. And beyond reproach, I'm going to agree with that because I don't understand. He's constantly backing up. He's trying to cover up to me, when I've heard him speak, mistakes rather than cooperate with Congress, for example, when he was being questioned about events and the transparency about the emails that were sent that he was supposedly copied on. I mean, look, how many emails do you get a day? And think if you're in a business and you get emails and your eyes are supposed to see those emails. Well, he didn't see them. He didn't see the emails on an operation that was as serious and was as fast moving as that was. There was a reason FAST was in the title, Operation Fast and Furious. So, you know, what he testified to before the House Judiciary Committee, I think that was when he turned a lot of stomachs, and how he mismanaged it after the fact. There is, unfortunately, an unwillingness to hold people accountable. I don't understand that. In the real world, people are held accountable every day. Why, when you're at the top of the chain, would you not have to answer those questions, and would you not hold people beneath you then if truly, truly he was copied on things and had no idea? Why would he still not hold people beneath him accountable? Doesn't make sense. So for my money, it was a layup to hand him the lump of coal, and certainly I'm not alone in that. And we could point to other things that happened before Fast and Furious, but that was it for me. Because he said he didn't know, he really wasn't aware of what was going on, and that the guns were used in the United States until the death of the Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. And to me, that seemed very far from the truth. I don't believe it. And then Mexico throws it back in our face because now you've got this operation allowed thousands of guns of all kinds of types to be illegally sold and then transferred across the border to drug cartels and criminals in Mexico and all over the place. So it wasn't set up to catch criminals. It was supposed to be monitoring the guns being sold or transferred, but they never even had a system set up for that. So nothing will come of this 90 no confidence resolution signers, but I think it's just more pressure on Holder. I think Holder should have been pink slipped by Obama long time ago. Do you know at least 300 people in Mexico were killed because of, well, killed with guns of Fast and Furious? Same like Brian Terry. So the same thing. All right. Lump of coal would also go to Robert Gibbs, although he's been elusive lately, and perhaps some of you listening to me have no idea who Robert Gibbs is. Probably on the airwaves here on America Tonight, we played maybe 30 clips or so of Robert Gibbs throughout most of the year because he was the White House flack. He was the White House gatekeeper, so to speak, the press dude who day in and day out had that smarmy attitude, I think, with reporters when he was questioned about things. And I think Gibbs, listen, for Obama, Gibbs is an ace in the hole because he knew how to get him elected with the emails and getting younger people out to vote and all that kind of stuff. But on the day-to-day front, for the way he answered reporters, I would have to say that he would get a lump of coal. I wouldn't want to be a White House reporter covering Robert Gibbs. On this show, we talked to the folks from Talk Radio News, And they cover Washington like a blanket. They're at the Pentagon. They're at the White House every day. You know, they're all over the place. And some of them admittedly will tell you that they definitely lean more left and some more to the right. Some would call themselves a Republican and they would be registered to vote that way, and others would be registered to vote, let's say, Democratic. One thing they all agreed on is that the Obama administration came in saying, we're going to be the most transparent group of people that you have ever seen. I mean, we're just going to be transparent. We got nothing to hide. All the cards are on the table. And to me, Gibbs embodied the opposite of transparency. And listen, we want the information of what the president is thinking in a daily dose of what's happening, because that's part of feeding the beast, part of feeding America, knowing what's going on instead of being blindsided like so many people were when all of a sudden health care was trying to get shoved through. And then other things that have happened subsequently because of that. And I think that is squarely on the idea that the administration is supposed to be transparent. At least that's what they were promising, let's say that, and they're anything but it. They didn't have to come in and say they were going to be transparent. They didn't have to say anything. I mean, you know, we're bringing in change and hope, and that's it. But they went the extra step to keep promising transparency, and to me that's not what they delivered. That's why Gibbs gets that lump of coal, because he's the guy on the other side. He's the guy on the other side of the mic. He's the guy who releases the information. And during most of his tenure, it wasn't too often that Obama came out to the press briefings. Lately, he's done that a bunch with Jay Carney because he's pushing on the payroll tax extension and the fact that it's not getting passed, that it's, you know, DOA, it's dead on arrival, not even arriving. It hasn't even gotten there. That's how dead it is. So this has been a layup thing for Obama to do. He's urging the Republicans to pass the Senate's payroll tax bill, and it's a big power play, and it's just another power play filled with potholes and I think screw-ups. But I really place that more on the first guy than the second guy. So, and speaking of the payroll tax bill, who would you give the lump of coal to on that one, on that boondoggle? Would you give it to a couple of Republicans, a couple of Democrats? I would say you could pick your poison, honestly, on both sides. Certainly, Senator Harry Reid was maneuvering, but so was John Boehner, the Speaker of the House. I mean, clearly, there was the super committee that all of them would get a lump of coal because it was ridiculous to go in that direction anyway. But with the Senate bill passing over the weekend, with what they're calling, what they called broad bipartisan support, they knew that the Band-Aid and the 2 months, it was not going to wash in the House. They knew that going into this, because the House voted in favor of a compromise process, but it did not technically hold an up or down vote on the Senate bill. So as of Wednesday, and here we are, tick, 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 almost at Christmas, as of Wednesday, Republicans and Democrats are just calling each other's names, calling each other out to come to the table and work this out. But they're not even, you know, one group is sitting at the kids' table and one sitting at the adults' table. And who do you think's at the adult table and who do you think's at the kids' table? They're not working together at all. They're, what negotiations are going to come of this? So Boehner was on the phone, was on a phone call with Obama, and he reminded the president that the House is the only body that had done what he asked for by providing a full year of payroll tax relief and extending unemployment benefits. Talk about a lump of coal for a lot of people. Ooh, it's chilly out there. Stay with us. On the flip side, we're going to head to the mailbag.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriot e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you. She'll unease you. All the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got credit combo, get on style. She's got Betty Davis eyes.
All right, I was really pushing that lump of cola thing. So many of you responded, as I said. We're going to head to the mailbag here and check out some of those comments and a few others along the way. Some of you must not be on vacation because I'm getting some really interesting emails, to be honest with you, really good emails where you've done a little research and then backed up some of the stuff that you're saying. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail is here!
Woo! It's just so comforting to know that Homer Simpson is always there. How long has Homer Simpson been around? It's amazing to me. I think that was 7 states ago for me when The Simpsons first started. Yeah, crazy. I remember watching it the first time, and who knew it would turn out You knew it was good. I think you knew it was good if you watched it in the very, very beginning. But did you think it was going to have the kind of legs that it ended up having? And the answer to that is no. I can't say that I thought that at all. But it certainly has. It's gone beyond, I believe, the expectations of Matt Groening, the guy who created it. I wonder if he can even remember. We'll have to get him on the show. I wonder if he can even remember back to the early days. All right, so a lot of you have long memories. Here's one from Teresa who says, Dear America, tonight, and Kate Delaney, I have to tell you that I think politicians have done the same old thing that we're talking about for a very long time. It just seems as though it was on a smaller scale, and probably because we didn't have the outrageous deficit that we have now. It is shocking, stunning, and absolutely impossible to wrap your brain, as you say, around $15 trillion. It's no joke. It's not political. Simply, we cannot continue to go down this slippery slope. To me, the lump of coal goes to all the politicians who did nothing to cut spending. They only serve themselves. Yeah, absolutely. There should have been a hatchet that was applied to a lot of programs. Might be tough to cut things out, but there was certainly waste that could have been cut out. So first you go after the waste and then break it down after that. I mean, see, now they call it different things, earmarks, riders, whatever you want to call it. But beyond that even, there are programs that had to be slashed or trimmed or whatever. And we say it and we're just chasing our tails around by saying the same thing over and over again, but it's true. All of us realize what we're up against in our daily lives, what comes in and what goes out. And if not enough is coming in, then you're going to have trouble paying the bills, having the bills paid on time. And you're going to start to get those notices. And then pretty soon the electricity would be shut off or the phone or your, you know, I mean, everybody seems to walk around now with a smartphone, an iPhone or whatever. We were just talking about it, for goodness sake, earlier this hour with Gary Schwartz. So imagine they just cut you off. Hey, not enough money's going out. You can't pay. You don't have enough coming in, rather, so you can't pay what you have to pay. That's what happens. We need to shut off the valve in Washington. Something different has to be. There has to be some kind of incentive or something tied to Congress. And I think it's a tricky thing to say that because of bouncing back and forth from Washington to what the home state is and where it is. And maybe that's part of the problem. Maybe part of the problem is they need to stay in Washington. So if you have a family, you're elected, you just got to move to Washington. Maybe you still keep your residence and certainly you still go back and see the people that you represent. But something's lost. Something's been lost in D.C., and their conversations just aren't happening. It's in and out, coming in on Monday, leaving early on Friday, and not a lot of time for conversation, reading bills, doing the things that need to be done. Simple things. And maybe that's why we are chasing the same tail. We are going around the same circle, but it just is a lot. It is certainly a lot harsher when you're talking about being in the red the way we are and how far away we are from getting into black. All right, let's go to another one. This is from Toxic Ed. Toxic Ed says, Yo, Kate, Merry Christmas to you and yours. I chuckled when I heard your lump of coal. I haven't thought about coal in stockings in a long time for some reason. I think there's plenty that could be handed out, including to Charlie Sheen. I heard you say something about him the other night, and I just am not on board with that cat's scene. Not at all. I like his classier brother, Emilio, much better. He has a screw loose, and I think that ultimately he's riding the high, and that's part of the problem. And maybe now he's crashing. I don't know. We haven't heard from him very much lately. But I would say he should get a lump of coal, especially when he went out on the road and really stunk it up on his first appearance. The whole thing of Sheen, and of course I'm sure people around him were pressing him to do that, the whole thing of him going to do his little comedy bit bombed, especially the first night. He's right, the first night it was rough. I want to say it was in, I can't remember, it was in the Midwest. I want to say it was Detroit. But the reason it bombed, or Chicago, one of the two, the reason it bombed is because he wasn't prepared. It was like he was winging it. And if you, anybody who's spoken in front of a large audience, whether you're a ha-ha funny man trying to weave stories, whatever it is you're trying to do, if you have at least a whole hour to fill, you better have some sort of a roadmap in your mind. Some. You gotta have something. Whatever. Dancing girls, joke telling, some setup, something that made it flow, made what he was doing flow, and it just really didn't make any sense. So he would get a lump of coal for that. I don't think Sheen's a bad guy. I don't think he's a bad guy necessarily. I think it was he ripped off some people for the little tour he did around the country, because that was just, okay, man, we got to cash in on your huge, huge, huge 15 minutes of fame. All right, Dennis McMahon, our scribe in Burlington, Vermont, says this: the Geico Gecko would be a lot more attractive Republican candidate than Donald Trump, albeit there are similarities. The gecko from the commercial and Donald Trump, there are similarities. I think I know what he means. The reptilian qualities of Trump and the gecko. I don't know. Trump, if he's teasing again about getting in the race, forget about it. Really. Does anyone want to see Donald Trump in the race now? There was conversation about him before, and it made sense because he wasn't tied to anyone. He could do the independent thing. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Sam, happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, happy holidays to you, gorgeous.
Uh-huh, thank you.
Okay. Lump of coal should not go to everybody in the House or in the Senate. The super committee, they did diddly. So that's why I think they should get the lump of coal.
Yeah, I like that. I said this before, and I mean it. Why would you ever put super in front of a committee anyway when you knew it was doomed to fail? Six Republicans, six Democrats. They weren't going to change anyone's mind. They barely met. It was stupid. Absolutely. Just hand it down the row.
And for some of them, it probably looks good on a resume, because after their political careers are finished, they'll probably send out or email their CVs. Oh, I was on the super committee.
You got to be careful about that. If you're on a committee that's successful, or you enact legislation based on some of the things you've done, then it's something to tout. If you're on a committee that is the do-nothing committee and the butt of a lot of the jokes, I don't know that you necessarily want to tout that too much. You want to hurry, scurry around, and jump on another committee. Hey, thanks, Sam, and again, happy Hanukkah.